Time to talk Clay County girls volleyball this morning with the team's head coach, Gary Strong. Coach, thank you for a few minutes of your time today. Let's start off talking about your team. What are some things that have really stood out about this Lady Bulldog team this year?
Well, we've continued to improve all season long. That's what you hope to do. You don't hope to be a team that peaks early on in the season, and you work to get better every day, and we are doing that. We're like everybody else. We have a challenge to have every kid at every practice with what's going on with the COVID and all that kind of stuff and sickness. But we're encouraged that we're getting better every day, and we hope that we're going to be at our best when the tournaments roll around.
You mentioned COVID, and we all know that, you know, football's been affected some with that, but with all the other sports, we don't quite hear about it as much. Has that been somewhat of an impact on your team this year?
Well, it has. If it impacts another team that you're supposed to play, then it impacts you because they may have to. We've had some games that we've had to reschedule and cancel and so on and so forth. And it really, with volleyball, we play every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday just about. At least Friday open for the football, and then Wednesday, of course, they don't like to play on Wednesday. So when you have one canceled, it's hard to reschedule it. And we've had a little bit of touch of it as far as having some issues with it on our team, but nothing major for us. I think we've been lucky compared to some teams with this.
Coach, you have two seniors on your team. Do you consider the two seniors to be the leaders of your team this season?
Well, I think so, and it's a good thing when your seniors are the leaders, and they should be, and that's what you want them to be. From the time they become part of the team as a freshman, you hope that those girls are ready to be leaders as seniors. And we've done that. Zoe Hayes, she's our setter, and she's really done a good job for us and become a really good setter from moving from a different position that she played in junior high and as a freshman. And we asked her to start working on being a setter, and she's done that. And she's become a pretty good little player at that position. Our other senior is Lauren Weaver. Lauren's she's a outside middle hitter for us. She didn't play junior high ball and started playing as a freshman. Had to get her to come out. Sometimes they're hesitant to come out because they don't feel comfortable with volleyball because they don't know it like they do basketball. they grow up from 4 years old playing basketball, but it's a little bit different around here and volleyball. But she has really worked at it, and she's a very good offensive volleyball player hitting. She does a real good job for us. She really has a lot of kills for us, scores a lot of points for us, and she's made herself a pretty good little volleyball player.
I want to go back, just as a general kind of volleyball question, for someone like myself that's still learning the game. What are some of the aspects of the game that players may struggle with as freshmen that they tend to get better at over the course of their 4 years? Is there one attribute that's really a struggle from the beginning that they really have picked up by their senior year?
Well, I would probably say from our standpoint here at Clay County is the passing aspect of it. Passing the volleyball is probably the hardest skill that girls have to develop. They like hitting the ball, and they'll concentrate on it harder and work on it and can show more improvement there. And if you're a good hitter, you're probably going to be a pretty good server. It's a whole lot the same thing as far as the motion and arm movement and so on and so forth. The setter, usually that setter has the hands and they can set it and understand what's going on. But as a freshman, we practice passing more than we probably do anything. And it seems to be the hardest thing for the girls to do. And, when you've got somebody on the other team standing back there hitting a serve at you that's coming at you pretty hard. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of girls in our district that serve the ball pretty good. It's a hard hard ball to return, standing there by yourself on an island, and you've got to bounce that ball off your forearms or your hands and get it up to the setter so that we can hit it. So I would say the skill of passing is the most difficult for us.
We're speaking with Gary Strong. He's the head coach of the Clay County girls volleyball team. Coach, you're in a very competitive district with the likes of Gordonsville, Red Boiling, Smith County, Watertown, a lot of good teams making up this district. How challenging has the district been this year?
That's for sure. You know, the teams just mentioned there in this district, they take a lot of pride in what they do. Their athletic programs are all very proud of their athletic programs at these schools. You have good athletes as far as the girls go in all the schools. And they're all competitive. They like to play, you know, and they have good coaches at all these schools. That's one thing that I see, that all the coaches are very, very good at what they do and develop teams and players. This year, I think may be the most competitive it's been from bottom to top. Watertown has pretty much been, they have been the team to beat. They have a really strong program. But right now, you know, you can't go out in this district and just assume you're going to win tonight. You're going to have to play well to win. Don't matter who you play. Everybody is competitive. They've got good players, good coaches, and there's no free nights in this district as far as having an off night and winning. It's probably not going to happen.
And I was going to bring up, in a couple of weeks, the postseason gets started with the district tournament October 4th and 5th. Is it the case in this district where you feel like on any given night, any team can actually beat any team? It's that competitively balanced?
It pretty much is, especially if the teams have all their players there for that given match. We've had a couple of times where we've played people who didn't have a girl or two that were starters because they were out with COVID or sickness or whatever, and you know, it makes a world of difference in the team you're playing if that team does not have everybody on the floor that night. But when they do, it's anybody's ball game. It's who plays better and maybe gets a couple of breaks or whatever that's going to win. It's going to be that way in the district tournament. You know, the district tournament's arranged that the four teams that finish and the higher seeds, 1 through 4, get to host the first round, and the other teams travel. But, you know, Watertown, again, being a stronger program, and they have really good players. They play the extended volleyball, travel ball, and volleyball, and have more people do that. And that really helps them. But the other teams, if you're hosting and you're in the top four, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win. I mean, if we play at home and we're hosting, whoever comes in here, they certainly can beat us.
Coach Gary Strong, we're certainly looking forward to the rest of the regular season and hopefully a deep postseason run for your Clay County team. We appreciate you taking a few moments to talk with us today.
We appreciate you taking the time, too, and spending this time and doing this for the kids and the programs around the Upper Cumberland, and showing your support there for us.